First, we had a regular reoccurring process that we go through for the 4th of July event, which has been a longstanding practice here in Berkeley. We clear the marina, people come back through a gated process, and they pay for parking. So that was an absolute process that we normally do. Secondly, His Lordship's is closing. So we're also looking at just timing with all of this. Good time to secure the parking lot, secure the facility, do some construction, getting the parking lot prepared, getting the gates up, so that we can maintain a safe environment and security for a $21+ million asset here in the city. So this was all twofold. 4th of July, His Lordship's closing, giving us an opportunity to get that property prepared and maintain it and keep it safe.
Did the eviction notice give people who were sleeping there any place else to go within the city?
Well, we didn't specifically state any place to go. We did share all of our resources within that notice on other available sources in terms of shelters and other areas. But clearly, people have been parking throughout the city of Berkeley for years. The marina isn't the only place in which they have gone to park. So those places were still available to them as well.
What are the prospects of giving the campers the option to move to a city-controlled parking lot, either the corporation yard or one of the municipal lots?
I haven't had an opportunity to look into any of that as a possibility.